Welcome to David's Life and Observation with your host, David Welch. Today's show is a conglomerate of many things going on all at once around the world, least of which dealing with the pandemic as it is. So, what is today's date? Today is Sunday, August 15th, 2021. And right now, we're in the thick of the shit, right? So, at first, it looked like, I want to say around April, May time frame, a lot of people were projecting that we were probably going to come back to the office around fourth quarter, like beginning of fourth quarter, like October, November time frame. Right now, that's probably out the fucking window. The reason for that is the doubling down of mask mandates in pretty much everywhere blue states and blue cities are. And to be fair, some of the blue cities are like, fuck that. You know, like, we've dealt with it long enough. But then now the new freak out is happening where you have people bullying other people into vaccination. And it's been a long thing. Like, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated have been at war with each other probably since the dawn of vaccinations. And when there are things that eliminate a threat, like polio and smallpox and things like that, those vaccinations were intelligent. They were intelligent vaccinations. But when a vaccine doesn't do as intended, it just makes it less likely for you to die of it and doesn't eliminate the problem, it creates a mutated motherfucker that's even more ruthless, like the Delta variant, the Gamma variant, whatever the fuck have you. So not only are we dealing with regular COVID, we're dealing with COVID variants that are stronger, meaner, and badder than the previous motherfucker, because people are vaccinated, and this cycle of vaccination is going to keep going, and it's not going to stop. It's on that Bill Gates wish list of eliminating motherfuckers from the planet in order to make room for growth and whatever have you. Bill Gates wishes for that shit. He's jerking off every night on the fact that he is a person that wants to eliminate large swaths of humanity and have an elite populace come out on top of that. Now, whether he is consciously or unconsciously creating that, you know, either way, it's despicable because he's gone on the record and said it. He's said he's for, you know, depopulation. He's for, you know, microchipping people. And he's for everything that you would believe would be, you know, fascism or Nazi shit, as a lot of people like to describe it as. He's for it. Like, why is that someone born during that time period where it was all like wrap yourself around the flag and hate World War II fascism suddenly on board with fascist shit? And it's so funny, like, there's groups out there like called the anti-fascist dudes or Antifa, who are all about silencing the First Amendment, all about eliminating people's ability to defend themselves with the Second Amendment. And they're all about being fascist while espousing to be anti-fascist. And we're seeing what's playing out in Canada and in places like Australia and New Zealand, where Australia, they can't defend themselves. And the military is literally going door to door, stopping people in the streets to make sure they have their vaccine papers. I never thought in a million years that Australia, a prison populace of people who went there originally, supposed to be a free nation, right? Well, they're not free. You're not free people. And a large group of you are now saying, like, fuck, we should have never given up our guns. Why are we allowing our government to do this to us? Because you're pussy bitches. Flat out. You're not tough. You are never mentally tough people. The Aborigines, maybe. Maybe. Like, you don't see those motherfuckers lining up for a vaccine. And if you do, it's of their own free will. Now, I am not opposed to anyone getting the vaccine. Get the vaccine if you want. But also, don't force it on people. It's stupid. Dumb. Moronic. It's fascist. If people want to die in excruciating pain while not vaccinated, it's their choice. Let them die. Or let them live on. And be a testament to, hey, damn, that shit fucked me up. I wasn't able to recover for over a decade. Maybe I'll get a vaccine next time. Or, man, damn, maybe I'm going to be Johnny come lately and get a vaccine. You know, let them derive at that conclusion by themselves. Don't sit there and force it down them. That's like turning around and saying, you know what? Now we're going to force Jesus down everyone's throat. You know, and if you disagree with, we're going to lock you up in your fucking house and make you wear a fucking mask until you come out and fucking, you know, want to be part of the, you know, the saved. How stupid would that be? You're probably like, well, it'll never happen. Well, this shit's happening. It's happening all over the fucking world. France is like, not again, you pieces of shit. And they're protesting on the streets. They're done. They said, we did a fucking serious lockdown. We're going to go back to life as it was, motherfuckers. People all over the U.S. are complying. All over the fucking U.S. are complying. Wearing the mask. Doing the dance. Doing everything they have to do. Even getting vaccines. And now it's like, okay, you're being told it's not enough. You're doing everything you've been asked of. Now it's not enough. And then you've got government apparatuses and jobs. It's so funny because jobs are like, we need people. There's not enough people to work these jobs, but there's two components to that. Firstly, people are no longer okay paying, just getting shit jobs. They're not. They're done. I mean, if my job fired me tomorrow, I wouldn't settle for anything less than 75K. You want me back somewhere? 75K. And believe me, people, if you're like, who the hell are you? Believe me, I've got the degrees. I've got the fucking leadership time. And I've got the know-how. Okay, so before you be like, oh, who the fuck are you? You know, what are your skill set? Believe me, I'm an extremely technical writer. Okay, I've done content for publication. I've done content for video production. So don't fuck with me on that. It's not nothing to do with credentials. People have credentials up the fucking wazoo. We live in the most educated time ever. One, we have access to resources at the tip of our fingers. Secondly, we also have an extreme amount of people who are fed up doing plus ultra effort. And this is a riff from My Hero Academia, which I love, love, love. Love that series. It's a great series. Now, people are done. People are putting in maximum effort. Businesses are raking in so much fucking money right now who have people, because those people are going balls to the wall at home. Like, from the time they get up, they're in their little offices, and they're maximizing production because they don't have to go nowhere. They don't have to do anything extra. They don't have to go park their car. They don't have to worry about parts. They don't have to go worry about half a dozen things that we've eliminated by allowing people to stay at home. They're not taking longer breaks. They're not having to run down to go shit. They're not having to run down to go smoke. They're not having to do half the things that they would normally do at a regular place of business, because at a regular place of business, we did the math. I mean, you're still, you know, with all the breaks that people are actually getting and everything like that, even if you kept them to a really tight schedule, which, one, pisses off your fucking, your people. If you're on people, if you're a manager, and I hope all the managers, the new managers and leaders listen to me well on this. If you are white on rice with people, they're going to quit. They're going to leave. They're going to say, you know what? There's got to be a better leader out there for me. A better leader is, you know, hey, this is what we recommend. This is what, you know, this is going to yield a better situation for you. Let's not make these mistakes. Great. Let's do that. But then you got to let off the reins. You got to let that person fuck up again. Okay? Because through our fuck ups, we're going to get better at the craft. And you got to believe me when people think it's, you know, one thing to have a conversation with someone on the phone and that not be an art or a craft, you're delusional, because it really does take a special someone to have conversations with people who, even if they're interested in your product, you know, stay on the phone, go all the way to a sale while on the phone, if not all the way to the sale, you know, almost to a sale while on the phone. It is exactly challenging because most people are working, right? Most people are, you know, either trying to find work or they're working or they're at the doctor's office or whatever have you. They are dealing with life. The last thing they want to do is deal with some sort of salesperson trying to sell them something when nobody in this pandemic has money. Extra money to fucking let out. Okay, people have money insofar as, hey, I'm going to expend whatever I can for food and not extra stuff. Now, the wealthy, those who are fucking, you know, extremely wealthy, yeah, they're going to still spend money off the wazoo, but they got so many gatekeepers to get a hold of them, it's impossible. And that's why you got so many people in the trenches right now taking out loans and becoming more and more and more and more and more and more in debt in order to gain a skill set that actually allows them to make a living wage. Like, you'll have people sell the farm, literally sell cars, expensive heirlooms, things, you name it, in order to acquire a skill set in order to progress into the future of our economy, which right now tends to be in the IT field. Now, not everybody in the United States is going to be able to work in the IT field. Not everybody. Do a lot of people have skill sets to be moderately okay in the IT field? Yes, they do. Because, believe it or not, we're on computers 24/7. A form of computer all the time. We look at graphs. We look at data. We look at... we analyze things. I mean, we do so many things as an individual for the business needs, right? We also learn how to talk to people. We also learn how to make sales. We learn how to, you know, whether it's business-to-business sales or whether it's, customer-facing or customer-speaking, whatever have you, we develop the skill set in order to do it, right? And sometimes our skills take us overseas. Sometimes our skill sets have us interact with international partners or cross-functional teams. Fantastic. You know, we're doing our thing. You know, we're doing the thing that we fucking went to school for. But then businesses want to turn around and pay you $40,000. $40,000 after taxes is what? $32,000? And that's just for you, your family, and everything for you to live the rest of the fucking year. The whole year. $30,000. $32,000, whatever have you. So they really want you locked in your hamster wheel to just keep fucking churning out money. And if you look at the numbers on how much you make your business with the role that you're in, you're going to be flabbergasted. No, you're going to be pissed that you're not making incrementally bigger fucking dollar signs. And here's what they're going to do. Now, it used to be businesses would be like, well, fuck it. You've reached the threshold, the maximum threshold of your position. We're going to ax you, motherfucker. We're going to go ahead and bring in, you know, Dolly Wondersign and put her at $40,000 and start the cycle over again because she's not going to leave us for a decade. And she'll be okay making that. But you know what I love about this upcoming generation? And now the older millennials, especially jumping on the bandwagon, is they're like, nah, player. I've literally seen people, like, do our job. The job that I do, and I'll tell you guys what I do. I sell cybersecurity boot camps. That's what I do. I deal directly with IT, which is fantastic, and I like what I do. I love seeing people grow. I love seeing people graduate, and I love seeing people going on to do what they went to school for. That to me is amazing because that's why you go to school. That was the whole intention of college: is you go to college to go into. At least this is the old business model of college. They would tell you, hey, you're going to go to college because you're the way of the future. You're going to, you know, go into a business or you're going to own a business or you're going to run a business and do all these things. One thing they never teach you in business college is they never teach you exactly how to start and own a business. They don't. They will never teach you that because they want you to be a cog in the wheel, right? They want you to build upon businesses that are... You know, enveloped. It's a whole chain of fuckery, right? So, you have fraternities and sororities. The fraternities have these old established businesses where they funnel the frat kids, cycle them through, get them as high as some of them will ever go, which isn't very high at all, branch them out to be little fucking generals of your business elsewhere, and if they do well, they do well. If they don't, they don't. And then that's how you keep these businesses thriving for years on end, right? Because they have these fresh ideas, they're bringing in fresh content, and then you got these, you know, old fuddy-duddies who are raking in the bazillions, and they're just out there on the party boat with all the 23-year-old chicks out there, and the 20-year-old chicks doing whatever the fuck they want. And that's a great life cycle, because you're running the young men into the business, and then hopefully by the time you're done running through all, by the time the old men are done running through all the 20-year-olds, by the time they hit 30, then they're going to go ahead and sanction all the marriages that happen in the late 20s and early 30s so that they can enjoy their grandkids. That was the old fucking model. The new model is, nah, we're good. Because people are okay doing side hustles right now. People are okay. Like, a lot of people would not have made it through the pandemic without developing a side hustle of sorts, without making money elsewhere. They developed skills to pay the bills, you know, like whether it was, hey, let me go ahead and sign on to the handyman app and see if I can't go repair a porch, make some money. Go do some minor repairs for people, make some money. Hey, I've been there. Like, hey, I'm not the most skilled person, but you know what? Hey, I'll give it a shot. I'll give it a go. You get me some tools, I'll run down to the fucking Walmart right now, get enough tools to be dangerous, and then go give it a go for a while, because what do you have to lose? Your investment's what? Fucking tool belt, tackle box, you know, like tackle box full of tools or toolbox, you know, get some pretty decent tools. Also, all told, your investment's like $500-$600. You leave that, you fucking, you know, slap a sticker on the side of your shit, or you fucking go to the app, open that up. Hey, I need this done for $40. I need this done for $30. At the end of the day, you've raked up what? Couple hundred? Hey, that's some good quality money, right? And one thing we need to do in this country, and thank God sex workers have a tried and true existence without fail, is that we need to legalize prostitution in this country. This is, I don't know why we're still the last standout when it comes to prostitution, but we need to let that go as a whole. Just let it go. Just like weed, just like certain other fucking things, like, you know, shrooms and things like that, and, you know, like, we just need to let go on the prostitution thing, because people are like, oh, it's immoral, but so what? Immoral to whom? Immoral to one faction doesn't mean it's immoral to another. Oh, well, if you were to regulate it somehow, if you were able to, you know, make it exclusive to the people who want to do that, and let them set up their book of business and give them free doctor's appointment. I mean, because women out there, there are women out there who are savvy enough, they're making money hand over fist regardless. And that's tax-free, right? Prostitution is a multi-billion dollar industry where there are more people, obviously outside the law, that are making sick amount of money, whether if you brought them into the law, that you could funnel the taxes from that into our infrastructure, we would have a more emboldened, a stronger infrastructure because of it. You know, let's say for every guy who wants to go get a prostitute, you know, you're paying, you know, let's say you paid $200 for whatever the hell you wanted for an hour, right? So you take 50 of those dollars towards taxes, 150 goes to the, you know, to the, I would say, okay, you know, 25, 30 bucks goes to the establishment, and then the lady gets whatever's left over. I mean, you know, and then let these ladies, let the market set its price. You got some women out here that are charging $1,000 an hour, and it's worth it to the guy, right? But the guy is going to get what he wants for that hour, and he's willing to pay that much money to get what he wants, then so let him. Let him. You know, let the market decide. Let the, you know, let everything go the way it's going to go. Like, you have your cheaper options, you have your much more expensive options. You know, but at the same time, let that shit run. Let it go. Now, business has been slow on all ends because of that. not because of prostitution, but because of COVID. So COVID's slowing down pretty much every industry that's out there, but it's not because of the goddamn virus. It's people. It's people shaming. It's the weirdos in LA that are running by people with syringes and jabbing people that say they didn't get the vaccine yet. Like, what kind of madness do we live in where people think that's like an okay thing to do? Like, it's not an okay thing to do. It's really not. And then, you know, when you're a business out there and you're trying to force your populace to go get a vaccine and you lose people, like, I don't know, emergency rooms, I don't know, hospitals, when you got nurses that are like, we made it through the entire pandemic without this vaccine. Now you're going to mandate a shot that we're not going to be in agreement with? Nah, player. Nope. They're leaving. Plus, they're leaving because they've been cursed out by everybody. The people, the doctors, everybody. You have people in the healthcare industry leaving in droves, and I don't blame them. I don't blame them. Like, they went to school for nursing school. First off, nursing school, not easy. Plus, all the hospitals in America are making women and men who are nurses get their BSN, their Bachelor of Science in Nursing. And then beyond that, it's required more. They're forcing them to get MSNs to go on further in the echelon of nursingdom. But you know what career nurses are saying at the end of this pandemic? After the last year and a half, 2 years, they're saying, fuck this. There's got to be something easier. There's got to be something where I can make comparable amount of money doing a whole fuck ton less and dealing with a whole lot less stress. And there is. There are things out there that can absolutely de-stress, absolutely make more money doing a less challenging job and dealing with less fuckery throughout the day. You have doctors doing the same thing. Like, you got these doctors who are making six figures or making money hand over fist because, you know, I don't know, the medical industry is the most fucked up industry in the entire planet, where you got these insurance companies making gazillions of dollars, and you've got people out here on the front lines of life dealing with kids, a mortgage, a car note, food for kids. You know, and they're working their ass off in the many little jobs that they have, but they may not have insurance. They may not have the ability to have insurance. They either make too less to afford actual insurance, or their businesses don't cover it. Whatever have you, they don't have it. So if they get sick and something happens to one of their family members who are not covered, it sacks them beyond all recognition. Millions of dollars. Like, when my grandmother was on her deathbed, essentially, and the hospital, we just kept getting bills. $300,000 for this, $400,000 for that, $200,000 for this, $100,000 for that. And it added up to like well over a couple million. And we're like, nah, nope. And when she passed, the whole family was like, nah, we're good. Because there was nobody alive to just inherit her fucking, like, that's bullshit. Like, inherited debt? Nah. Nope. That shit died with grandma. But it's sad, though, the fact that they were just relentless in the sense that, oh, we're going to charge for dumb shit. Like, oh, we're going to help her stand, so we're going to charge $5,000 for it. Oh, like, when we were having our kids, hey, we're going to charge you $3,000 just to have you hold your kid. Oh, because we taught you how to hold your baby. Bitch, this is baby number three. You don't teach me shit. Okay? So what I'm saying is our medical industry and the prices on everything are so absolutely obtuse. And it's surprising that people get paid actually so little within the actual infrastructure of the hospital. Now, I'm not saying surgeons and doctors and stuff, they get paid little. Even some nurses, and I'm not saying all nurses, some nurses make pretty decent money. But with the way things are and how much is being pulled out from the insurance, they should be making a fuck ton more. Now, if these people were making a whole lot more money, they would stick in it. They would stay with the job. Some of them. But also, when you force vaccines on them that they know doesn't solve the fucking problem at all. In fact, it creates super spreaders and a whole bigger fucking problem. Then they're like, you know what? Fuck this. Then they're leaving. If there was really a fucking crisis, you think these hospitals would do everything in their power to keep nurses, to keep them employed, to say, you know what? Hey, we will suck yo big ass juicy pussy if you freaking stay just 30 more days, 20 more days. We're dealing with a pandemic here. Please stay. But the hospitals are like, nah. They're being very flippant. And then why? Why is this a thing where it's supposed to be during a pandemic, but you have hospitals that are empty? Explain that shit to me. Like, you have, like, investigative journalists on the ground. On the ground in Texas, California, New Mexico, every fucking where. Vacant-ass hospitals. You say, oh, we don't have any beds. You're lying. Ain't nobody there. There are hospitals that are supposed to be full of the capacity. Nobody there. It's amazing. Amazing. Now, would it be ironic? Like, let's say I get COVID and I die from COVID. Okay, yeah, that'd be ironic. Okay, there's the irony in that. But I took the risk. I'm okay taking the risk. Is it okay for my family to learn a lesson from that? Hey, maybe they'll get vaccines when they're available next time. Maybe they will. And my kids have been vaccinated up the wazoo. In fact, as soon as my son got the vaccine, which, you know, the circumstances behind that are just wonky anyway, because they were administered by firefighters at the school, based on what he didn't have to go to school. And then they ended up giving him three extra shit that wasn't even on the shit that they said he was supposed to get. Next day, instantly sick. Vomiting, can't hold nothing down. You know, shivers, fever, you name it, he's got it. Now, within a couple days, was he, you know, up and going because he's a pretty energetic, spry kid? Yeah, absolutely. Was he back to eating full? Yes, he was. Great. But we don't know the long-term effects of that fucking cocktail he got. Nor do we. Nor could we possibly guess, you know, what could have happened. Had he died from that, I wouldn't have been able to sue the school. I wouldn't have been able to sue the fire department. I wouldn't have been able to sue the drug companies, because they have the federal government by the balls saying, hey, if we fuck up, you can't sue us. Which is beyond belief. Because I'm the type of father that wouldn't sue. Nope. I'm going to fuck people up directly. You know, you take my children from me, or me away from my children, my mission now becomes war. And the body count will start racking up. And if you think I'm, oh, mild-mannered Dave, peaceful, people will fuck around and find out. It's just the way things have to be. And parents are vicious. Parents are mean. We are animals, first and foremost, but we are very logical and peaceful animals when shit's going okay. But when shit's not okay, we can be mean. We can be intolerable. But we can also be downright murderous. And I don't want to see society get to that. I don't want to see society break down like that. But we can easily see societal breakdowns for a number of reasons. We can see civil wars. We can see a whole bunch of things happening because of the fuckery. The fuckery that keeps happening. The federal government that has lied to us in so many goddamn instances that people now just want to be like, oh, we're just going to believe you over the fucking vaccine shit. No. And you've got people who have had long-standing friendships go absolutely bonkers over this fucking vaccine. People that I've known for decades and have been friends with for decades are flat out ignoring me and flat out giving me shit because I'm not vaccinated. Like, believe me, I do my part. I'm an introvert anyway. I'm happy indoors. I'm happy as a recluse. Believe me, I'm good. I got entertainment. I've got the ability to write. I've got a job. I'm okay. But when I'm not okay, I will venture out. I will find something, and some, you know, I will find a way to make money, and I will go out there and explore and, you know, make my way. But at the same time, you know, I'll be another unvaccinated person out there in the world if the buttons are pushed. But if the buttons aren't pushed, I'm happy being here. Home, I don't have to leave. Give me enough money to DoorDash all the time, and I'm good. You know, I'll be set. I don't have to go nowhere. I'll be happy. My kids are happy. They come over, they visit, we go swim, we go hit the pool. Would I love to take them to more places? Absolutely. Absolutely. Are we there yet? Nope, not yet. It's just not there. It's not on the cards for us right now. But I like there to be more things I could take my kids to. Like, I don't know, fucking Disneyland, Universal Studios, things like that. Would I eventually love to go? Absolutely. Does it look like this Dr. Fauci or Biden are going to be okay letting the American people out of their cages yet? Nah. Nope. They want more control. Constant fucking control. And we owe a big, big apology to two people in life. One, Brendan Fraser. Why? Because this man was a powerhouse, late 80s, all through the 90s, powerhouse. Dealt with some real, actual, sexual fucking harassment. Fucked with him so fucking bad that it gave him an opportunity to step away for mental health reasons. This man is America's heart right now. He is trying to fight back. He is trying to come back. He is trying to get back into the full swing of things. And I believe I'm aligned with him in the sense that before pandemic, I was hard charging, going balls to the wall until my fucking livelihood and everything was affected in such a way that I feel like I have been utterly sacked. I do not think as clearly as I used to. I have a brain fog. I sleep for hours on end, and I have an unwillingness to go out and venture, which never used to be the case. Is it classic depression? Probably. Am I dealing with it in a very constructive and positive way? As best I can. I'm trying to write. I'm trying to be creative. And I'm trying to find ways to help people, right? To be exploratory and help people. But at the same time, I can't help but see the nastiness growing on around the country, around the world, and not stop and commentate on how fucked up it is, because it started because of a few motherfuckers wanting to lock down and keep the countries of the world locked down. It's all about control now. The second person we owe a goddamn apology to is Alex Jones. Alex Jones called this shit out years ago. I'm talking like 2013, 2012 and shit. He fucking said there's going to be a global crisis of some kind, probably dealing with a sickness, and it's going to be a new world order takeover type thing where they're going to want to lock us down and institute the new world order. He's not wrong. He's not wrong. Alex Jones was right on so... This Nostradamus motherfucker was right on so many accounts that people are like really... People who painted him as this extreme conspiracy theorist are now like, damn, not only did he call out Epstein and the whole child pedophile island years before that shit was in the news, He called out the pandemic years before it fucking happened. It's not good guessing. This motherfucker did his research. He called it out. He watched the elites move through the camera lens, and they weren't able to hide from him. InfoWars was a great fucking show. Now, is he still doing his thing? Probably somewhere. He's probably on some sort of Radio Shack in the middle of nowhere yelling at the stars, but at least he had a platform until YouTube, until many other platforms are like, nah, buddy, we're going to boot the whole Alex Jones thing. But he has been killing it in the information technology space for a long fucking time, and he's been able to tell the truth to the American people and everyone everywhere for a long fucking time, and they owe him an apology. Because now people are like, well, fuck, Alex Jones is right. I mean, when you got people who have been naysayers against him for the longest time to turn around and say, damn, that motherfucker was spot on, it changes the game a little bit. Maybe the dude with the fucking aluminum foil on his hat speaking some sense. Now, I'll give it to people. Some of the things he said has not come to fruition in the way that he said it was going to happen. But a lot of things have. But it's also not to say that things will not progress to the dystopian future that he has asserted will happen if things do not change or revert and go back to normal. One thing that we have seen overwhelmingly highlighted during the pandemic is the absolute brutality and heinousness of law enforcement. And thank God, like, and I deal with this on a daily basis, we have so many law enforcement getting out of the game. Like, these guys are, they're, and you can tell, like, you can tell these are the good ones, because they're exhausted, they're beat, they're done getting spit on, they're done getting yelled at, they're done getting fucked with on every stop, they're done being treated like shit. They are so done. Not that they probably don't violate rights on a daily basis, they probably do. And believe me, when I'm on a phone call with these law enforcers that are switching over to different businesses and different jobs, I want to give them a piece of my mind, but I don't know them, right? And believe me, I say all the time, all cops are bastards, and I'm going to stick to it. But at the same time, you know, all cops are bastards. It's the profession that's bastardized, not the people. There are good ones out there. And it's sad. It's really sad when you see people that are every good intention of the world to go make a meaningful difference in a community be woefully ignorant of the fucking law and the community. And then they grow to detest people. You got these people that, like, because they're dealing with the dregs of society every day, or they're being told they are, that they will criminalize literally everything and everybody. And they will go so far as to lie egregiously to save their ass or their partner's ass. To the point where, like, you watch film, you're like, that's not even remotely close to what happened. And then they're still not getting slapped with perjury because they have qualified immunity. And you got some states out there that are doing the right thing. They're abolishing qualified immunity wholesale. Great. Fantastic. That needs to happen. In fact, we actually need an overturn of Terry v. Ohio, because we need more than just mere suspicion. We need events a logical person can deduce that crime is afoot, that a crime is being committed, about to be committed, or will be committed based on factual information of an observed person for a long period of time. And even then, you must respect the First Amendment, the Second, Third, and Fourth fucking Amendment. And the fifth, that person being detained has zero obligation to talk to police. They have zero obligation to incriminate themselves. So when the cops roll up and, hey, they're starting to, well, they just want to have a conversation, none of that's peaceful. Like, I teach my kids to not have any conversations with police. because it's going to criminalize that. How many cases do we need to see? You know what's nasty about during the pandemic is police have gotten crazier to make arrests. They plant drugs. They ruin lives, like whole lives. And they've also, and you got prosecutors, and now in the state of Utah, you got public defenders who are trying to put their own people in jail, which is the most absurd thing I've ever seen in my life, where they literally go out of their way to put one of their cases, one of their people who is being defended against through the ringer because, oh, he's been late a couple times when it's been indicated that he's only ever been late once and not by a lot. It's just baffling that public defenders, and it's not really so baffling that it's not been done or seen, because I had a public defender who didn't do dick when I needed him. He wouldn't file motions. He wouldn't say shit. He wouldn't enter new evidence. He would do dick to absolve my case because it affected his paycheck. It affected him in the long run to keep getting those paychecks. Did he eventually recuse himself from the case? Oh, thank God. Oh, he withdrew, rather. I fucking fired him. He didn't withdraw. I fired his ass. And he did not like me fucking firing his ass in front of the judge. Because he was woefully ignorant and didn't do what I asked him to do. Fucking tool bag. Fucking get all huffy and puffy in front of the judge. Like, fuck you, dude. Like, I don't care if I embarrass your fucking law firm. Go eat a fat fucking dick. I wish I could remember that dude's name. I'd call his ass out right now, but oh well, fuck it. Anyways, so we have a more emboldened, more super corrupt policing due to the vaccine. It's going to be before too long before they say, oh, well, where are your vaccine papers, monsieur, before you go any further. When are we going to have the patrols on the streets like Canada and fucking Australia on the side of the road, where if you're out past curfew, they'll pull you over. And if you don't have the vaccine, they're going to drive you to the hospital to get the vaccine. And you think that shit's not happening? It is absolutely fucking happening. It has absolutely been documented and videotaped. That's crimes against humanity. That goes against the Geneva Convention. Everything. And it's just like, wow, America loves to be the big badass on the block when, you know, shit's going down in the Middle East and shit's going down in Russia and we'll tough talk Putin. But we don't have the balls to be what America needs to be. We don't have the balls to really stand for people who really tried to call us out for help, like the Chinese. There are Chinese in certain areas of China who are trying to get us to help them out. We failed. What about the fucking Australian people who are calling out to the U.S.? Yeah, hey, we fucked up. We don't have guns. You guys obviously have guns. Could you, you know, help us against our government? Failed. Canada, right up north. Pastors, parishioners, people of all sorts of faiths being arrested because how dare they congregate without masks and being 6 feet apart and fucking going against the fucking parliament and government or whatever the fuck they have. You got Canadian governments and police that are fucking, they think they're the biggest badasses on the block. Like, there's nothing sweeter than pissing off a bunch of Canadians and watching them shit all over their police, who they fucking been jerking off since like the 1980s. Oh, the mounted police of Canada. Oh, they're so endearing. They're so amazing. Oh, oh, Canada. Now it's like, fuck the police, eh? Like, it's the funniest fucking thing to watch. But we've been saying it for a long time. Us Americans are like, I don't know, I guess we're free to make choices. But we're only as free as the Second Amendment allows us to be free. And literally within the laws, they're concocting ways to
deprive us of our rights. And not enough people who have been convicted of felonies, misdemeanors and shit are fighting against that. Why are they not appealing to get all their rights reinstated? That boggles my mind. Fuck, the year after I get done and being incarcerated, it's going to be a yearly thing for me. Like, okay, cool, I want my rights back. Cool, I want my rights back. Cool, I want my... Like, oh, it says you've murdered 300 people. Well, yeah, that was in defense of my country and the Constitution. I will stand on that as I'm murdering motherfuckers. And then I say, well, huh, that's ironic because, you know, they said they were doing the same thing, but when they actively go against the Constitution, every single one of them is an enemy. Whether you're a CO, whether you're a highway patrol, whether you're a judge, whether you're a fucking prosecutor, all of you are part of that, of the enemy, as soon as you make yourselves the enemy of the people. And you've been doing that for a long enough time. And people are sick of it. You have people incarcerated today that you know sure as shit did not commit the crime, but the system will just not let them go. It is utterly impossible and unconscionable for that to still be the case. The day you know it wasn't them, they should be released and compensated for the false police work, the false conviction, the false narrative that was run against their good name. It is impossible and unconscionable to think that I would let that sit as a person. Do I go to law school? No. Do I take it out in blood? Yes. Abso-fucking-lutely. And it should be. If people's heads rolled every time they fucked up, there'd be less fuck-ups. I guarantee it. Or people would be compensated such that they don't have to do anything the rest of their lives. They're able to explore and go do things they couldn't do before. But no, they have to get out during a fucking pandemic when you can't fucking go anywhere or goddamn do anything. Unfucking real. So, many things about the United States need to get fixed. Especially in dealing with this pandemic. Firstly, the medical industry. And just the watchdogs on the economy. You have to be fucking realistic in the sense that people are not okay accepting less. People are, instead of closing ranks, people are just leaving. They are not getting apartments anymore. They're moving into vehicles. Mass homelessness on a scale unfucking seen before is going on. And fuck all is being done to deal with it and to do anything about it. Fuck all. Nothing. Or you have families, you know, generations deep living in one household because it is a conglomerate of many different incomes in order to survive. And it's insane that it has had to come to this situation. So the housing economy and people need to stick to their guns. If we're ever going to make it out of the pandemic, we got to stop accepting less. I mean, I'm probably going to get fired here soon, which is okay. Will I accept anything under less than $75K? Probably not. No. Because I know my worth, and I'm going to fucking go out and get what I'm worth. Whether it's a combination of side hustles, or I'm going to go fucking turn in my Honda Pilot, go buy some fucking... Go get me a beat-up-ass truck, go get me some lawn gear, and start my fucking lawn business. I'll go grab a couple workers and fucking just make it happen every day. Get some clients and just every day bust my ass. Make it happen. You know, fucking something. You know, like, it's just unreal that we just can't seem to battle out the back end of this pandemic. And you got some people that, in fair, are. You got some people who are now doing something else that they never thought they'd be, but they went after it during the pandemic and have reached their goals. Obviously, people are still training during the pandemic because what did we have? Gold medals in the Olympics, silver medals, unprecedented amount of achievement.
But then again, you know, how many people overseas were not allowed to train at their full capacity? Did we still get some Olympic records broken and shit? Absolutely. That's fantastic. And a lot of those Olympic world records were done by runners, were done by people who can, you know, who trained hard during the pandemic, which is great. You needed to do that. You know, our sponsors kept up their word and they kept you going. Fantastic. You know, shaking up the market is a good thing. Tearing down some old established fucking barrier lines is great. Letting the NCAA, you know, get with the fucking times and allow these, you know, kids to make money on their own image and likeness instead of just the universities, because the universities are going to make stupid ass amount of money on the football programs and shit on all these other programs. Well, now you got other kids who are able to make money on their image and likeness, and they're going to bring money into those programs. They're going to be able to do commercials. They're going to be able to do all these other things instead of being told no by the NCAA. And like I said, I'm going back to the whole fact that we need to, you know, legitimize and regulate the fucking prostitution business. I'm telling you, that will revitalize the economy in ways we don't understand yet. And a lot of people are like, well, the legalization of weed has only done so much. Well, yeah. What did you expect? You know, people are buying it from legitimate sources now. People are, you know, yeah, people are smoking and people are doing what they have to do. Has it really affected? Yeah, a lot of sales have been generated. A lot of people are making money now doing it. Owning businesses. Instead of being, you know, afraid of the goddamn federal government raiding every 4 minutes. And that shit needs to come to a screeching halt. I mean, just watching the level of medical professionals and law enforcement professionals run from their craft, their business, is amazing. Absolutely amazing. We live in a time where police officers don't want to be police officers anymore. Or they do, and it's just too fucking brutal out there for them. Like, police officers abhor being on the receiving end of anything because they think they're badass. They think they're the sheepdog. Presuming that who you're guarding are sheep. Well, when you guys presume that you're guarding sheep and not other, like, not just merely fucking keeping tabs on a pack of lions, then you got something fucking mistaken. You are unlocking several facets of society that are now aimed at you with vitriol and hate that have never stepped across those boundaries before. I talked to people that were back the blue last week, and now they're like, ACAB. Because of the shit that they see day in and day out, of the way they see law enforcement treat the people. The way they literally cannot come up with excuses anymore for what bad law enforcement do, and it's law enforcement whole departments. Like, Phoenix PD is learning the lesson now. They are learning that they are not the only show in town, that they are not Big Billy Badass anymore. They're being scrutinized with a fine-tooth comb, and motherfuckers are being booted because they don't know how to act. They've been trained under the misconception and under the guise that everybody is their enemy. If you are not blue, you are the fucking enemy. And that is a wrong way to deal with a large population of people that rely heavily on a good police presence. A presence that is firm, strong, and there when they fucking need them, not show up and act like fucking gangsters and rob people and beat people and fucking go crazy in every circumstance that they can absolutely do so in and just murder motherfuckers. That's not what we pay them to do. We pay them to act within the confines of the law, but when you have ignorant motherfuckers that have no concept of the law, who don't read case law, who have no concept of how to enforce certain aspects of the law, or even read the goddamn code, which
I agree on so many different ways that it's way too fast for them to learn in a 6-month academy and how to enforce or apply it. But it's just, it's unreal. It is unreal that we expect them to do so much and know so much of the law and apply it correctly, and then not to get fucking lawsuits up the wazoo. But at the same time, some things are very, very fucking simple. Like, hey, people have a First Amendment right in public to film whatever the fuck they want. There are civilians that don't get it. I get it. But when you're in law enforcement capacity, you have to get it. You have to understand that that's the way the fuck it is. You can't just, oh, we're going to create a city code that says you can't. The fuck? If that flies in the face of the Constitution, and your city lawyer should have been like, nah, you don't want that smoke. Should have warned them, should have said, nah, that's not a good idea, and stopped that whole business. Maybe that should have stopped there when they were first thought of it. But it becomes the mentality of, oh, we're just going to let it slide until we catch that lawsuit, and then we're going to say, oh, my bad, we didn't know. But until then, they're going to generate money from it. Because they're going to jail people. They're going to incarcerate them and convict them on a victimless fucking crime. But then I digress. Now, the other amendment, Second Amendment. Constitutional carry is most places, but we got places that aren't with the times yet, aren't with the understanding that people have a right to carry. Well, those places deal with the most gun violence, which is ironic. But it's not, because they don't know how to deal with it. And it's funny to watch happen. So, there you go. You guys want to live in a shit area with a population of shitty-ass individuals that you shit on all the time? Cool. Chicago? Fuck Chicago. You got a bunch of people that are just way too fucking ignorant, way too into the thug life and want to be fucking gangsters. Like, they're not real tough. Tough is getting up every day, going to work, and busting your ass, and making something of yourself. Not, oh, I'm a thug, I'm a fucking just live off of people the rest of my life because I don't know how to fucking act. Morons. Generation of morons. And people that fucking, oh, I'm just gonna, you are my blocker, blah, 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 you are my blocker. How fucking ignorant are you? There are some people that do live within society that absolutely need to be incarcerated. And I hope they find their way behind bars. But, you know, we also have a Fourth Amendment right to be secure, our papers and effects. Meaning we can't have the Gestapo police stop us and be like, where are your papers for your vaccination, please? Nor should we have Border Patrol hundreds of miles inland. Hundreds of miles inland, stopping people, breaking windows, stripping people out of their vehicles, and robbing them on the side of the road. And causing economic hardship for towns within that confine. Towns, cities, you name it, economic hardship. Do your job at the fucking border, you morons. Anyways, definitely want to thank you for tuning in to David's Life and Observation. Have a good night.